Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action here on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is MJ Crowder.
Jim Ganley.
Wow, we just came off of a big, what I just like to say about golf outings is that's the one event where we put the fun in fundraising. and it was.
That's good, Jim. That's good. You know what? I'm not a big golfer at all. I mean, I'm not a golfer, period. Not even a big golfer. I'm not a golfer at all. But the golf outing is so much fun because, one, I don't get involved with golfing at all. But the day is so high energy, and it's usually a beautiful day. And it's so different than any other fundraiser that we do. This year, we started it out with a live remote, which was great fun. Weather was supposed to be iffy at
questionable,
best.
Questionable, yes.
At best. But everybody who comes, and we had, I think record attendance this time.
Close
to record attendance. The weather was wonderful. The food was incredible. The volunteers, oh my goodness.
And just a remarkable day. And our underwriter sponsorships were great as well. Marian Financial Partners, our gold level sponsor, Franciscan Health, and Thurston Springer, our silver level sponsors. Holy Rosary Parish, also a silver level plus sponsor.
Yeah, we had to create a new category.
And
this
we
year.
Had one. You have to love Catholic businesses. We had one sponsor that came in after the event.
What?
They sent a check in and said, here, we want to be a bronze level sponsor. Don't worry about including any golfers.
God bless
so
them.
We want to
God
thank
bless them.
Marian Inc.
Marian Inc. Okay.
And they are a local based Catholic owned business here. And as I understand it, they make little rubber and shock absorbing products that you'll absolutely never see. They may be in your car, they may be in your cell phone, your refrigerator. They make parts for companies all over the world, and they're based right here in Indianapolis. So Marian Inc., thank you very much, along with Marian Financial Partners, and of course Marian University was there as well. So we got all of the Marians involved here locally.
Well, what a wonderful day. Now we have a little bit of a break before our fall dinner, but just a little bit of break. We're going to jump right in because we have so much to discuss today. Our guest today on Faith in Action is Greg Bowman. He is a pastoral associate from Holy Spirit at Geist. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome.
Good morning. Nice to be with you.
You know, we talked about maybe 3 or 4 years ago, Stephen Ministry, maybe even longer ago than that, Greg. I don't remember, but I have seen it in the news, in and out of the news. And I've also visited several parishes that have asked if we knew of something like Stephen Ministry. They didn't say the word Stephen Ministry, but they described everything that Stephen Ministry does and said, you know, I wish we had something like that at our parish. And so someone here said, you know, that's Stephen Ministry. We need to talk about it. So I'm glad we have you back, Greg, so we can kind of raise awareness and inform our listeners a little bit about this wonderful ministry. But first, let's talk about you for a minute. So we said Holy Spirit at Geist, but what is your, tell us a little bit about your background, how long you've been at Holy Spirit as a parishioner, and because I know that you didn't start out as a pastoral associate.
No, I didn't. I've been a parishioner since 1995, and on the staff as a pastoral associate for almost 15 years.
Oh, my goodness.
My background is actually in clinical social work. I'm a counselor, licensed in the state as a clinical social worker and licensed as a clinical addiction counselor.
A clinical addiction counselor.
Yes.
Which is so important. I mean, we recently did a show on the incredible skyrocketing opioid addiction. I had no idea. I didn't realize how really much more prevalent than I ever imagined it was, and it is.
It's truly an epidemic.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so let's talk about Stephen Ministry. For those people who are listening, it's been in the Catholic Moment and the Criterion a little bit, but for those people who might have missed that article, what is Stephen Ministry? Tell us about the roots and what exactly it is.
Stephen Ministry is a Christ-centered, listening, encouraging, praying, supportive ministry. It was started in 1975 by Dr. Kenneth Halk. He's a Lutheran pastor and also a clinical psychologist. He noticed immediately that he didn't have time to serve even close to all the needs of his somewhat large pastorate at the time. And he trained, I believe it was 9 people, in listening skills and how to communicate really well and dealing with a number of things such as depression or grief. And it just, long story short, it really took off. All of a sudden, other churches, other congregations, parishes were wanting what he had, and he began to train leaders, and it's now blossomed into an international ministry.
So, in effect, he was training helpers to help ease the burden, if you will, maybe, of his ministry of serving his flock?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So, why might a parish, well, I mean, I know the answer to this, but I want to hear it from you. It seems like a perfect fit for every parish, Catholic, non-Catholic, across the country, because we don't have the numbers of priests that we had years and years ago. I mean, that's really why you have a job to a pastoral associate. When I was a kid, there was no pastoral associate.
Right.
I mean, so there was a need, and now the need has been filled with pastoral associates. But why might someone who's listening, and you've been with the parish for 15 years who and has now have Stephen Ministry, but why might someone who's listening consider Stephen Ministry at their parish?
I think the simplest answer is that we're all called to care for each other. And we all know that in our parishes there are many, many people who are hurting in some way or another. This gives us some specific training on how to help people feel really heard and know that they are prayed for and cared about. And it really helps bring, ultimately, that person back to a sense of God. Sometimes when they're hurting, they wonder where God is. And this can be incredibly helpful.
You know, I'm glad you said they feel prayed for, and because there is a, and I'll get to this more after the break, the spiritual part of Stephen Ministry, because I remember going through the training many years ago and being instructed to pray for your caregivers, caretakers, to the people that you were caring for, to pray for them on a regular basis. And that's not only a powerful responsibility, but when someone knows they're being prayed for on a regular basis, it kind of changes the relationship you have in a wonderful way, though. So you're kind of making a triangle of the relationship, you and the caregiver, caretaker, and God.
Yes.
It's just really kind of beautiful. Okay, so how does it work? How first of all, what kind of training is involved with the... And I say that only because I was speaking to someone a couple weeks ago, and they said, oh, I've heard about Stephen Ministry, but it's way too expensive. I don't think we could have it at our parish. And I thought, well, that's interesting, because that never crossed my mind before that it would cost the parish money. So I guess there's a couple different ways, angles that you can come at it. So what kind of training is involved?
Well, first, if I could just address that I've heard that many times that it's too expensive.
You have?
I have.
Okay, interesting.
And it does cost money. There's an enrollment fee. There's a cost for sending people to leadership training, for example. I'm very biased, of course, but unbelievably well money spent. Money well spent, excuse me.
Sure.
The materials that are provided are unbelievable. They've thought of pretty much every possible situation. It's kind of a joke, actually. You go to leadership training, and you get a package of files that weighs about 25 pounds.
Oh, wow.
This is true. And if you flew there, I don't think you would, you certainly, I didn't prepare for it. We drove, but I thought if I had flown there, you need a small suitcase to bring home the materials they give you.
You do. I was the first from our parish, along with my friend Kathy. We since learned to tell people, bring one of those luggage carriers,
yes.
Kind of a two-wheel dolly cart.
Sure. Okay, so the I do want to know how it works, how the actual relationship works, but for a person who is considering Stephen ministry or is thinking about this, and that sounds interesting, what kind of gifts does a person need to consider themselves a good Stephen minister, or this might be a good fit, ministry good fit for them?
Well, I think basically they know they care for other people. They want to help someone who's in need. They don't necessarily have to have a lot of other gifts than that, to be honest with you. Sometimes people think, I don't know that I can do this emotionally, or they have reservations. But a lot of the training really helps people out with that.
Yes.
I mean, we of course attract people who are basically compassionate. Often people who say that they're the kind of people who get approached in the grocery line. Gosh, this person I didn't know came and sort of told me their life story. I wonder why they did there.
What kind of antenna did they have that they sought me out?
Now,
right?
Now do they need any kind of educational background? I mean, is somebody who's been a factory worker or a housewife all their life decide, gee, maybe I could do that? Do they need some special education?
They need no special education at all. We've had people, factory workers, through people with their PhDs and medical degrees, become Stephen ministers.
And you know what's kind of interesting is I'm a great talker. I can talk a lot. But
I can verify that. I'm sorry.
But sometimes you think being a great talker, you're not a great listener. I mean, that kind of goes hand in hand. If you talk a lot, you don't listen a lot. Listen well. But going through the training, they actually teach you the tools that you need to be a great listener.
Yes.
And so listening can be taught.
Listening can be taught, absolutely.
Yeah.
We do, as you know from training, we do a lot of practice, what otherwise might be known as role-playing. And listening, I think, is kind of a discipline. It can be learned.
That's exactly what I would call it. We need to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Have you been married and have since divorced? Do you think your marital status prevents you from coming to church? Most Catholics and non-Catholics unfortunately have a lot of misconceptions about marriage, divorce, and remarriage. Pope Francis has recently encouraged all people with questions about marriage to make an appointment and talk with their parish priest. As Catholic priests, we look forward to the opportunity to help you on your journey through life. Please make an appointment to speak with the priest today. We are and will always be here for you.
I've got the spirit.
Hi, this is Teresa Tomeo from Catholic Connection.
Hi, this is Barbara McWiggin, host of The Good Fight here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Ray Guarendi, host of The Doctor Is In here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Hi, I'm Al Cresta, and you can join me for Cresta in the Afternoon here on Catholic Radio Indy.
The best of EWTN plus great local programming. That's what you get when you support Catholic Radio Indy.
Ever since we've been on the air at Catholic Radio, we've always wanted to have billboards, but they just don't fit in our budget. And since you'll probably never see a real billboard for us, I'm going to ask you to do something, to imagine one. In your mind, picture a large, empty billboard. Yeah, that's it. Now pick a background color, any color at all. Okay, then across the top of your billboard, put just two words, Catholic Radio. Make them really big. Then, below that in even bigger letters, put 89.1 and 90.9 FM. Wow, that's a great billboard. Now, if this billboard were real, all of your friends and neighbors could see it, and they'd know all about Catholic Radio. But since it's only an imaginary billboard, we're going to have to depend on you to tell your friends about Catholic Radio. Remember, Catholic Radio 89.1 and 90.9 FM. Oh, and by the way, nice choice on that background color. It really looks good.
Think of all the media our young people are exposed to today. MTV, movies, what passes for entertainment on TV, song lyrics that are questionable or worse. Where do they hear the message that it's okay to be chaste and modest, or that it's not crazy to practice their faith, or to believe in a God who loves them and can forgive them no matter what they do? Catholic Radio is the answer. Be sure to tell your friends and relatives about Catholic Radio Indy.
The encouragement you need because you need it. The hope we offer because God shared it. A together walk because we all need the company. Catholic Radio Indy.
Three things keep Catholic Radio Indy on the air. One is our fervent desire to spread the gospel message. Two is your donations to the station. We couldn't survive without them. And three is underwriting from area businesses. Every month, these businesses make donations to the station. Please support them. Visit their stores, send them an email, or call them. Let them know that you appreciate their support of Catholic Radio. It's a great way to thank our underwriters for their very important support.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guest today, Greg Bowman. He is the Pastoral Associate for Holy Spirit at Geist, and we're talking about Stephen Ministry. We talked a little bit in the first half, kind of laid the foundation what Stephen Ministry was, but I would kind of, and we ended with just kind of a little bit about the training, but I'd like to go into a little bit more in depth of what the training involves. So you take someone, we said you don't need a college education. You can have a high school education and have raised a bunch of kids or a single person or anybody. This kind of one size fits all because you do a lot of the training at the parish level.
We do almost all of the training at the parish level. It can be anybody from any walk of life. They commit themselves to 50 clock hours of training, and at our parish we stretch that out over a few months, so they meet a couple of times a month, and there are specific learning modules on listening, communication skills, dealing with things like depression, grief, setting boundaries with people. That's just a sampling of some of the topics.
Okay.
Now with some other counseling or religious scenarios I can think of, someone might start to share problems with somebody and they say, well, let's kneel down and pray about it. Is that where you go with Stephen Ministries, or are there more other steps besides that that you do?
There's certainly other steps, Jim, but specifically in training, we talk a lot about prayer, and a Stephen minister is always going to offer to pray with somebody. And it's not somebody, we call them a care receiver.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to offer to pray for their care receiver. They're going to offer to pray with their care receiver. Another thing we emphasize, though, is prayer is never forced.
Mm-hmm.
If a care receiver, for one reason or another, says, no, I'm not comfortable praying, we're not going to pray at that moment. We're going to pray for them,
yeah,
but not necessarily at that moment.
Okay, so explain to us a little bit how this works. So you've got, I know Holy Spirit at Geist is a giant parish, and I would go so far as to say probably a third to a quarter of the parish at one time or another could use a Stephen Ministry type situation to help them through a given time in their life. I remember in training someone said sending a child off to becoming an empty nester, sending a child to first grade for the first time may put you into a funk of, I didn't know that was coming. Becoming an empty nester, you could either be doing a jig, dancing a jig, or it could put you in a tailspin. So it doesn't just have to be death. Lots of different divorce, death, separation, all kinds of situations one might consider Stephen Ministry. So talk about that a little bit. How does it work actually, and who does the weeding out process? So what's the point of contact and how does it work?
Well, first of all, you gave some good examples there. Yes, we all go through crisis type situations, and those are incredibly painful, and those are the kinds of things that we need care for. But it can be things like empty nesting, childbirth. It's a glorious time. It's also a stress-creating time. Kind of a rule of thumb is that we help people with things that they probably could get through on their own, but they're going to get through a lot easier with the support of a Stephen minister.
Okay, that makes sense. Sure.
In our parish, if someone wants the care of a Stephen minister, they contact myself or our other pastoral associate, Kathy Grzynski. We speak to them over the phone and do a bit of an interview. And at that point, assuming that what they've got is appropriate, and by the way, Stephen ministers, they don't care for people with active alcoholism or if there's domestic violence going on or if there's an active suicidal situation. They're not trained for that. But assuming that the problem is something that fits Stephen ministry, we pray about it and we see who we have as active Stephen ministers, and I ask God to help me make a good match.
Now, would you be a referral in could be a referral in situations like that? If you're talking to someone who is involved in one of the situations where you said you really can't deal with, would you be able to help them somewhat?
Absolutely, Jim. In some of those cases, if it's not an immediate crisis, I might ask them to come in and talk with me.
Mm-hmm.
And otherwise, I'm going to help them get the help that they need.
Okay. Now, somebody listening right now who thinks they might be in need of services, maybe assuming they're Catholic, they don't have any idea whether their parish offers this or not, where would they start? Somebody says, gee, I think I need that. Where would they start? Would they, who would they call first, or what would they do?
I think they would probably call their parish, ask to talk with their priest, and find out if they have Stephen ministry. Several Catholic parishes in the area do have Stephen mm-hmm. ministries.
You know, a P.S. to that is, I know that Holy Spirit at Geist has something like one level away relationship, or if someone lives in the Holy Spirit at Geist, for instance, area or vicinity, but isn't Catholic, but maybe not a member of the church, do they have to know a member of the church to avail themselves of Stephen ministry, or how does that work?
It varies from parish to parish. At Holy Spirit, mostly because of the size of our parish, we tend to have the care receivers be either a parishioner or what I would call a first-line mm-hmm. relative of a parishioner, parent, child,
okay.
that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
There can be some exceptions to that.
I was looking for the one degree of separation. Okay. So it's one degree of separation if you
yes,
will.
Yes,
okay.
yes, thank you.
And what about the caregiver? If there's someone listening who thinks they might be good at this and would like to go through the training and everything, but their parish doesn't offer it, can they kind of sign up at another parish? Or are they just strictly within the parish?
That can happen. Again, it varies from parish to parish. We found, and not to be limiting here, but we found that we tend to train those who are our parishioners.
Sure.
There's sort of a culture that develops mm-hmm. in each parish, as you all know, and that can be very, very helpful.
You know, it just in listening again, I mean, brushing up against Stephen ministry again, there are so many times, and I belong to St. Simon the Apostle, in the Geist area, that I have thought, gosh, if we had Stephen ministry here. However, I was reading over the website, Holy Spirit of Geist website, and I noticed that there is a grief share or grief ministry in addition to Stephen ministry. Now, what is, and I want you to explain a little bit whom they would serve. What's the difference between those two? Because it seems like there might be a little bit of overlapping, but maybe it's complete. Maybe the population that you serve is completely separate.
There could potentially be some overlapping, and you might want to invite my colleague Kathy in to talk about Grief Share. Grief Share is a group program, and it's specifically designed for someone who has lost a spouse, a relative. Pardon me. And it's done on a weekly basis with a series of videos and discussions.
Okay, Stephen ministry is one-on-one.
Stephen ministry is always one-on-one.
One-on-one, okay.
It could easily be overlapping because someone who is in grief certainly can be talking with someone one-on-one, a Stephen minister, and be attending the
sure.
Grief Share program.
But Grief Share, you might have men and women together in the Grief Share program, correct?
That's correct. And with Stephen ministry, men always minister to men and women with women.
Okay, so tell us a little bit more about the spiritual element involved in Stephen ministry. And by the way, we're chatting with Greg Bowman, pastoral associate for Holy Spirit at Geist. We just have a couple minutes left. I know I want to get to this prayer, but tell us a little bit more about the spiritual element involved with Stephen Ministry.
Well, as you know from being part of the training, from the very get-go, we make it clear that this is a Christ-centered ministry. We are constantly referring to Scripture and referring to, as far as I'm concerned, Jesus Christ was the best listener of all time.
Amen. Amen.
And we do a lot of talk about that, and you know from the training, it's very much Christian based.
It most certainly is. The thing is, there's such a need, such a great need in all of our parishes, I believe, for Stephen Ministry, because it does kind of take the pressure off of the constant barrage that our priests get, knocking on the door, late calls. And this is, not only are these people well-trained, but they themselves have a good support system. And you brought something with you, Greg. We just have a little over a minute left. Something from Pope Francis that I think kind of even adds another layer of... explains a little bit more about Stephen Ministry and why there's such a need.
There is a great need. And I know we don't have much time, but I think we're all in such a tremendous hurry. We don't stop and listen to each other much these days. Before I do that real quickly, I just want to emphasize that the Stephen ministers do get continuing education, and they are definitely supported in their ministry.
Amen. Amen. So this little, you brought something from Pope Francis. Let's hear what that is.
I did. This is a quote from Pope Francis that really caught my ear, if you will. "The most important work we must do today among ourselves and with humanity is the work of the ear, listening. Listening to one another without hurrying to give a response. It's interesting, when people have this ability to listen, they speak softly, tranquilly. But when they don't have it, they speak loudly and even shout."
Pope Francis.
Wow.
I don't know where you found that, but that is, or in what context you found that, but it seems to fit perfectly. You probably ought to have it in your website right next to your Stephen Ministry information.
I think it's a great idea.
Greg Bowman, Pastoral Associate from Holy Spirit at Geist on Stephen Ministry. God bless you, and thank you so much for being our guest.
Bless you for what you do, MJ.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at CatholicRadioIndy.org. Just click on the Programming tab and select Podcasts.